How do we know that your priority is wrong, Maru?
If it was not wrong, I would feel better.
Your priority is wrong because it's yours. It's personal. It's selfish. The self's priority is selfish. If you change it, your priority will not be me. It will be what? There are only two other stuff here. If it's not you, either it's him or her, or we, right? Both are accepted. Because if you say my priority is him or her, then we'll lead you to find the real good one, which is the one. And if it is we, it's that one. You don't know it yet. That we will talk about, you see. So it's about priority. And you say, this priority doesn't mean that you change the meaning in the words. And you liked it when I described it, that Muhammad here, by splitting the moon by Muhammad, we mean Muhammad dividing his personal stuff with the message he's carrying, that becomes the second one. He tries the first one, he'll become that. Carly, you like it because it suits you? Because suddenly you don't have to think about that special magic stuff to splitting the real moon and anything like that. He will realize that this is a ta'wil that he gave to you. Somebody will read and say, but I didn't give you this to smooth your mind. This should work differently. Find or change your priorities. The most important thing in this universe of the humanity is not me. In jungle it is, all the animals. What is the first priority? Survival, right? You know survival is the first priority of animal, right? How come that I will hear a lot of human beings, they talk about survival? Somebody who has a house in Shaanxi, who is driving a Mercedes, who is, add to it as you wish. And this fellow said, this is survival. And I said, yes, this is an argument. This is a valid argument. You will say, survival means being at the edge. Means that you're going to die and you want not to die. Huh? By survival, it means that I'm cheating in this business because in this business everything is cheap. And this is the survival of my company. The company is not alive to begin with. Maybe the company is just a company. You see, these are the confusions of thoughts because we think with words, language, and it could be interpreted different ways. You say, here, do not try to interpret everything to fit you. Interpret yourself. Change your priority, you will be a different one. Yes?
Thou hast interpreted the virgin word. Interpret thyself, not the book. Thou interpretest the Quran according to thy desire. By thee the sublime meaning is degraded and perverted.
What is Quran? You know what it means, Quran? Reading material. And whatever you read, what do you do with it? You interpret it for your use. And you say, and you did it, why? How? Your priority was your wishes, how? Your interest. And you do it with every reading stuff, so you're ruining the meaning itself by doing it. And by the way, over there was not the book. He said, interpret thyself, not the book. Here he will say, Khishla ta'wil kunne dhikra. You know what zikr is. It's not book, it's zikr. But here, because he's talking about Quran, whenever he's talking about Quran,
the Muslim community try to focus it and bring it down to that book, my prophet and my neighbors and all that. This doesn't go with dreams. Now, let's hear the state of being. Yes.
The baseness of the foul interpretation given by the fly.
You know that Rumi doesn't like fly, like the normal people, but he didn't write a book for the fly. He's talking to you. Please listen. Yeah.
The fly was lifting up his head like a pilot on blade's straw and ass's urine. I have called sea and ship, said he. I have been pondering over that for a long while. Look, here is this sea and this ship, and I am a pilot and skilled and judicious.
See, this is the fellow that he was talking about who his priority rules. And normally your priority is what? And no matter where you are and how you are at the center of your priority, right? Change that one. Understand that you are a part of we, all of us, this existence. Priority is not in you. This little fly is doing something very natural and normal for an animal. You are the human being, you should be different. Yes?
He was propelling the raft on the sea. That quantity appeared to him illimitable. That urine was boundless in relation to him. Where was the vision that should see it truly? His world extends as far as his sight reaches. His eye is so big, his sea is big in the same proportion.
Oh, you have the wrong idea about this verse. All of you thought that he's talking about the fly. He's not. The story of the fly ended. Then, in Rumi's language, one of the best way to talk about you is to address as he, the third person. And here he's saying something very bizarre and very important to remember, because he's using that special word I said it's involved in Persian. The difference between Danish and Binish means knowledge and the way, your point of view, the way you see things. Here you say, you know what? How big is your universe? He said, it's exactly as you view, the way you see it. Your universe is that. The one you understand, you see, is your universe. So, if you want this universe to be expanded, expand your point of view. Because the problem is not outside. The problem is, you don't see it the way you should see it. Why? Because you have the binocular of me in front of you. You think about you and your priority is you. Change that, it will change, yes?
So with the false interpreter, like the fly, his imagination is ass's urine, and his conception a straw. If the fly leave off interpreting fly opinion, fortune will turn that fly into a humai.
This is the thing that you won't get, really, you were not waiting for, right? He was saying that there once upon a time there was this stupid fly. He did this, and that didn't. Okay. It was a fly, the fly is a fly. What else can a fly do? That's my point. You don't know that this fly, being transformed, could be the best, could be the strongest bird. Are we animal lovers here? But why are you talking about this? You remember whatever flies to us represents a very good actor to play the role of thought, right? What is the tiniest and valueless kind of thought? That's the fly.